On Mondays, we read from your emails. We received quite a few during our show on stay-at-home dads from men who wear that hat and change that diaper. Bill Storm of Sacramento, California, wrote to tell us that it's not always easy when it's time to go back to work. I couldn't get a job, he wrote, until I finally had an interview with a female employer who was more than happy to give me a shot at the job for which I was more than qualified. The worst of my male interviewers was nearly violently dismissive of the way I'd spent my past 6 years. Mackenzie Rowe offered another twist on the stay-at-home dad story. When our baby is born, we're going to move closer to my parents because my father is going to be a stay-at-home grandpa. He is counting down the days until this baby is born. During our update on Afghanistan, Douglas Saunders wrote in with this question: having spent 6 months in Afghanistan in the winter of 1975, are the minarets at the ancient mosque in Herat completely destroyed? I keep getting conflicting reports and have seen no photos. Well, our guests on that particular program were of no help, so we turned to Christian Manhart. He's the Asia Program Specialist for UNESCO, and he's working to save the minarets of Herat. And Christian Manhart, it's good to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much.
Minarets, of course, are the towers used by imams to call the faithful to prayer. What makes Herat's minaret so special?
In Herat, we had originally in the 19th century 11 minarets, and out of these, five are still standing. And the five minarets seen in 1975 are still standing. UNESCO had made some emergency repairs in the year 2000, so still under the Taliban, for the fourth minaret, which had three big holes from rockets which had shot through, and we made some repairs on the holes and also on the staircase in the middle of the minaret.
So what is the prognosis now?
The prognosis is that the fifth minaret now is in immediate danger of collapse. There's a very important crack just above the basis, and the minaret is leaning to a point that the specialists say that normally it should already have collapsed. And we have just now dispatched a second mission to Herat, and they initiate now the emergency consolidation of this minaret. They have made now four holes, 3 meters long, 3 meters deep, and 3 meters wide. And we will then connect the minaret with steel bars to these points in order to consolidate it.
Now, what can you tell us? We've had you on the program before to talk about the famous Buddhas of Bamiyan that were destroyed by the Taliban. Various kinds of projects have been discussed. Can you give us an update?
Yes, we discussed this in length during the International Coordination Committee for Afghanistan's Cultural Heritage, which was held by UNESCO. And the reconstruction of the statues is for the moment no priority for the government and for UNESCO. We think there are much more urgent things to save, which are still standing.
I just want to get a clarification. At the meeting, you've decided that the reconstruction of these huge statues, a project which many people said was of a dubious value to begin with, but that reconstruction is not going to go ahead.
No, not for the moment. Maybe in 5 years or 10 years the government of Afghanistan decides that this is a priority, because it's finally up to the government to decide on this. But for the moment, they completely agree with us that it's no priority to reconstruct these statues.
Christian Manhart, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. You're most welcome.
Christian Manhart is the Asia Program Specialist for UNESCO, and right now he's working to preserve the minarets in Herat. We read from your emails every Monday. If you have questions for a guest or comments about one of our programs, we want to hear from you. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Please include the topic of the show in the subject line. Tell us where you're writing from, and if necessary, give us a tip on how to pronounce the town's name and maybe your own. Our production assistants are Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Alicia Montgomery. We had help from Megan Williams last week. Brendan Banizak is our production assistant. Joel Riddle is our intern. Ellen Silva is the senior editor of Talk of the Nation. Leith Bishop is the executive producer. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.